tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting on unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia in Canada. My name is Andy Resto, and this program on every Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m. is called Muzak for the Observant. Last week that this will be on it, on Thursdays. Next week this is going to move over to Wednesdays at 2 p.m. and going to have a new host taking over for me. Anyhow, stay tuned. This week's edition of the show, I'm going to be joined by Ben Brown from Pugs and Crows and a collaborator, a friend of his from Berlin, Lisa Simpson. So stay tuned. Right now we're just going to start with a track from Colin Cowan, and then we will be back. Colin Cowan and the Elastic Stars from the 2015 record Spring Myths. Apparently, is it the final edition? The summer edition is being worked on and coming out. Colin Cowan, friend of the program, was on the show, doesn't seem like it, but almost about a year ago. You are tuned in to Muzak for the Observant on CITR 101.9 FM. And this afternoon, I'm joined in studio. Do you want to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, I'm Ben Brown.
Hi, Lisa Simpson.
And Ben, you were here recently as in a slightly different capacity.
Yeah, we played a band I play in, the Pugs and Crows, did a nice live set at CITR. And we did that for a show, which was a great show at the Wise Hall with our friends, Only a Visitor, Robin Jacobs' band, and then also Kingfisher and Jen Bohm played that show, which was such a good lineup.
Went well? Good show.
Super good, yeah. Great. Although after Kingfisher and Jen play, no one wants to play. Like, everyone's just, it's so beautiful and so satisfying that I just felt like taking kind of a nap or something. Yeah. But we managed, the show did go on.
Great.
Yeah.
And yeah, this afternoon, joined by Lisa, you're coming from Berlin, yes?
Yeah, I'm living in Berlin since a few years, and happy to be back in Vancouver.
And I apologize, I just have to start. How many comments, how often do you get a comment on your name, Lisa Simpson?
All the time.
I just need it, I'm going to get it out of the way, and then it's not hanging there anymore. It's just, it's done, then we move on.
Yeah, it's funny because I'm actually older than exactly. the other one, so...
Yeah, that would have only started in like the 90s or so. Great, and... do you want to chat about what you are in town for and what you guys are working on to get together?
You want to go or I go? Well, I'm here a couple weeks, so just doing a lot of musical sewing performances. It's the practice that I do in Berlin, performance practice of using the sewing machine as a musical instrument. And Ben and I were playing together quite a bit when he was in Europe. And it felt that it was time to come to Vancouver and do it a bit here.
Mm-hmm. Great. Do you want to explain a bit what the sewing machine practice might look like? It's probably hard to picture.
You kind of have to see it live. So I guess coming up with Ben, we're playing on the 14th of September, on the 16th, also with a dance project. But basically what I would say is that it's a prepared sewing machine, so there's different contact mics and different kind of instruments that I add to the sewing machine, but really the idea is that I'm actually sewing, so I'm actually making kind of a garment, and then from those actions, then that's all kind of amplified so that you get the sound of making clothes.
Great.
Yeah.
Interesting. Where did that come from, the inspiration to do that?
Well, I'm a seamstress, so I do that during the day.
And the microphones on it at night.
Yeah, basically. In the evening, the singer, sewing machine. but I've always been interested in music and was always kind of collaborating with musicians. And one day it just made sense to, at the beginning, it was really just having a mic, on top of the machine and playing with the idea of the sound of the machine, and then slowly that started developing more into a sound art practice. Yeah. So really being careful of how to amplify and the best way to capture the sounds and everything.
Mm-hmm. Great. And so you mentioned the shows next week, 14th and 16th. What are those going to look like, and then the role that you might play in those?
Yeah, I'm really excited about them both. Part of the reason for that is we always need more venues in Vancouver because they keep on shutting down. So these are two great venues. The one on the 14th is at 9 p.m. and that's at a place called the Gold Saucer, and they do have a website if you want to check it out, goldsaucerstudio.com. and it's a new initiative. It's a series called Sawdust Collective. And it's put on, it just started this week. I went and saw the first show, which featured Peggy Lee on cello and some people from Montreal, Simon Millard, and just a great, great cast. Mm-hmm. And it's a really cool space in the Dominion building on Canby and Hastings.
Okay.
So, yeah, they've taken over this space. And the Sawdust Collective is Barbara Adler, James Meager, and Cole Schmidt from Cole's from the Pugs and Crows. Mm-hmm. And they're curating a new series together, which I think is really promising. Every Tuesday, we had to make an exception. We are on the Wednesday next week. Right. But besides that exception, it's every Tuesday of the week, there'll be live music. And the one on the 16th is also cool because it's at a yoga studio, which I go to. And it's just across from the China Cloud. It's on near Pender and Main Street in Chinatown. And the studio is called Stretch, but they, besides being a yoga studio, have a beautiful studio space with beautiful light, big windows, huge studio gallery space. And the owners of that studio are like really into making things happen. So as soon as I mentioned this, they were on board. So that'll be on the 16th at 8 p.m. at Stretch. And again, you can just look at stretchvancouver.com.
And Lisa, did you mention there was a dance component to that one, or is that?
Yeah, for both. When Lisa, I mean, both me and Lisa have been working with dancers for a long time, and we're working with Kelly McInnes and Rianne Svelnes and Sophia Wolf. And those are the dance artists that we're working with. We did a production a couple of years ago now with them as well, while Lisa was in Vancouver. Mm. And so it's called Mina Gente, which is like, a combination of Kelly's dance piece, which is called Mine, and then Lisa's sewing machine name, okay, alias, Agente Costura. And so we did this piece a couple of years ago, and we're just kind of continuing off where we left. And this time we also have Roxanne Nesbitt, who's in the cover this month's Discorder.
How about that? Wow. All tying together. You know, Graftician, right?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, from Graftician. So she's joining us as well. She also plays upright bass, so that'll be both at the Gold Saucer and at Stretch will be Mina Gente.
Great. Awesome. So you two also brought in some music today for us to play. I'm sure it is going to be wonderful. So we're going to get into the first set of that. Quickly though, before we do that, we play Colin Cowan to start. You're mentioning, so you played in Elastic Stars.
Yeah.
That's one thing, yeah. And then there's a release show next Friday after the show that you guys are doing.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's really cool to support your friends' shows, especially when they're not at the same time.
Yeah.
So one of the good things
you can promote.
totally. So I will. Our show's early, which is great. So our show's at 8 p.m. at Stretch Vancouver. And then just right across the street is the China Cloud venue, a very nice venue, where Malcolm Jack from Data Plan, who a band that Colin Cowan plays bass in, he's doing a CD release that evening, which I've got a sneak preview of. It sounds amazing. It has Elisa Thorne on harp and Ashley Ball and an amazing lineup of artists on there. So yeah, come to our show and then we're all going to go after around 10 p.m. to the China Cloud and see Malcolm Jack's CD release.
Cool. Sounds good. Alrighty. And what do we have lined up to play right now?
I wanted to play my favorite song by the Wooden Horsemen.
Okay.
You know these guys?
Yeah, yeah.
I played on their first album, and this is my favorite track by them.
Sweet. All right, you're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. This show is called Muzak for the Observant. Stay tuned.
Hey. UBC, here's an internet deal just for students. Get TELUS Internet for just $30 per month for 12 months with no term contract plus a free gift. Find our TELUS reps on campus today from 8:30 to 4:30 p.m. at the L1 Nest Atrium to learn more. Conditions apply.
For all of you yoga enthusiasts out there, Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland is hosting a 10-hour team relay consisting of 10 one-hour yoga sessions. The event will take place at Jonathan Rogers Park on Saturday, September the 10th from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. There will also be vendors, salad bars, children's activities, music, and safe spaces for self-care. Register online for free at bigsisters.bc.ca. All levels of expertise are welcome to come and join us on this 10-hour grind.
Into Muzak for the Observant on CITR 101.9 FM, listening to a piece by Lisa Simpson, who's in studio with me. Do you want to, you know, well, I want to say first, it sounds like we're in kind of a creaky household or something of the sort. In Prague, there's the Kafka Museum, if you've ever been there, and there's mixed feelings about the museum, but I'll keep that. Don't need to discuss that. But there's one room where you're like going downstairs, and they have music on like this. It's meant to give. I hate the term Kafka-esque, but I feel like that is what is meant to be invoked by it. And do you want to talk about what we're hearing a little bit?
Sure. This is actually a live recording of a performance that was done in 2014. At a project space in Berlin called Rosalux. So it's me and three other musicians, Guido Hennepel, Chris Limbach, and Hopek Kurin. And they all just do electronics, and I am playing the sewing machine. Mm-hmm. And there was a couple of dancers also that I was making the clothes for them. Mm-hmm. Live.
Oh, okay. Great.
So.
And then did they have the clothes on by the end of the performance? Like they.
Yeah. I mean, it was an installation, so I usually do kind of a web of clothing, so there's a lot of things hung.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then they can kind of choose things that are hung, and they can put on clothes, and then I come up to them and cut them while they're wearing them and attach them to the sewing machine. So.
Cool.
Yeah, and it's all like improv, spontaneous, in the moment stuff.
Awesome. And opening that last set was Wooden Horsemen. Any other last nuggets about Wooden Horsemen, or the song we heard?
Yeah, I always bug Steve that that's my favorite tune and they should play it. I mean, it's pretty mellow, so
yeah.
I don't know if they play it live anymore, but it's called Black Hair and it's off their first album, which originally he wasn't going to have any drums on. He did it at, The China Cloud with Mark Lawrence, who runs a studio called Big in Japan Studios.
Oh, yes, okay.
Yeah, right. Mark Lawrence is a big fan of that guy. Yeah. He does a lot of cool recordings. So Steve, the lead singer of Wooden Horsemen, originally wasn't going to have any percussion, and then he just told me to kind of come in and do some light percussion. It was at the very end of the process, which is kind of funny. Usually the drums would start.
Right.
So I came in and did a few things, and he's like, oh, I like that, and then do a bit more, and then ended up the whole album pretty much had drums on it.
Decorative drumming.
Yeah.
And then, what was the second track we heard? It's a record you brought in, Lisa. If you wanted to explain what that is, and...
This is a brand new record. It's a compilation record called Alligator Gozaimasu, by a kind of independent label from Munich called Ragrec. And the girl who runs this label, we have a project together. She also plays the sewing machine. And we met, and it was like, what?
Yeah. Wait, you actually didn't know that about each other before?
No, we have very, very kind of similar practices. That I was doing stuff in Brazil, and she was in Munich for the past kind of 10 years. And she just put this record together because they were in a residency in Japan and met a lot of Japanese musicians. Mm-hmm. So they recorded a bunch of stuff in Japan. And then the musicians from Japan came to Germany and recorded in Munich. And then we did that one track that we played. We recorded in Berlin in the studio from Chris, who's also playing in this track we're listening to now.
Mm.
He has... really interesting kind of recording studio for experimental music.
Mm.
So we did the track there, and then that got into the compilation, and it's just got pressed. So I'm first time on air.
Wow, debut here on CITR, unbelievable. Well, thank you for that. That's great. I know Berlin's always been known as a hub of experimental music and art. Is it? How do you find it as compared to North America, or do you feel like things are more accepted, or just that it's more widely known in Berlin than it is?
Well, there is definitely this kind of tradition of experimental music, yeah. You know, kind of being explored there a lot more than other places. But I think it's just a matter of there's a lot more kind of venues for that.
Yeah.
And a lot more kind of do-it-yourself attitude and spaces where you can show things that maybe there's not so much going on here in that sense.
Yeah.
You know, rents are a bit cheaper, so you can still kind of afford to have a non-profit project space,
yeah,
or stuff, you know, initiatives like that that you get a lot. And Berlin's interesting because there's always a lot of people coming and going, so
yeah,
you just get a lot of reference from different people,
yeah,
and then they're in town, and then you do a show together because it just,
yeah,
makes sense,
yeah,
to play together, and people do a lot of sessions, and it's just that's a lot happening,
yeah,
somehow.
Great. Alrighty, so lined up next, we've got Graftician, who we mentioned briefly earlier, Roxanne Nesbitt, who's going to be playing with you two next week. Let's do another run through of what's going on next week.
Yeah, next week we're doing two shows. On Wednesday, we're playing at the Gold Saucer for a new series called the Sawdust Collective. And then the show on Friday is at Stretch Vancouver, and that's at 8 p.m. And both shows are with this group that we have with Roxanne Nesbitt from Graftician and contemporary dance artists Kelly McInnes and Rian Svelnes. And the one on the Wednesday at the Gold Saucer also features another band, which I play in, and we only play about once a year, so I'm really excited to play in this group. That's called Not Yet Yeti, and that features John Muter on guitar, JP Carter on trumpet, who plays in like a gazillion bands, one of my favorite musicians in Vancouver, and Dave Leith on electronics, and Lee Hutzelak, who also plays with everybody electronics as well. And for the first time, Lisa will be joining us with that group. So
great.
That's on next Wednesday at the Gold Saucer.
Great. Sounds good. So you're listening to Muzak for the Observant on CITR 101.9 FM. Every Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m. until next week, when it starts Wednesday, it's 2 to 3 p.m. We're broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory. Stay tuned. Still got about 25 minutes left. We're in studio with Lisa Simpson. And Ben, why did I forget your last name?
It's too easy.
Ben Brown. Right. Ben Brown. That's why. It is too easy. And we're going to hear Wolf by Graftician from her latest release, Wander and Weave. Discord cover artist, Roxanne Nesbitt, here on CITR.
Its clothes.
Listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here. God. Ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain climb back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climb back down, climb back.
Oh, isn't there anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine or check us out online at CITR.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance.
Unearthing the depths of contemporary cassettes and vinyl undergrounds. Ranging from DIY bedroom pop and garage rock all the way to harsh noise and, of course, drone. Pop Drone, every Wednesday at 10 to 11:30 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
My advice to young girls would be, go home after school.
And you're still tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, coming from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia. This is Muzak for the Observant. My name is Andy Resto, joined by Ben Brown and Lisa Simpson. Lots of, you know, it's exciting times here. Lots of new students and new humans scattered around the university. Contrast to when you were last here, Ben. You played here with your band Pugs and Crows a couple weeks ago. It was dead silent.
It's pretty stark.
Yeah.
Yeah, so surprised.
There's, I think, maybe one person trailing around while you played who stared at it for a couple minutes and walked away.
Yeah, this is kind of weird. See ya.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. And now people just looking around. Technically, I think they can hear us out there. But be hard-pressed to get people to walk over here. Anyhow,
if you had a sewing machine, it'd be a lot easier.
if we had a sewing machine with microphones on it, we might be able to pull it off.
Seems to do the trick.
It seems.
Yeah.
It's not
good one.
Pretty good. apropos, I've always tried to look for the place to use the word apropos. I think this is it. Apropos of that statement. Lisa, do you want to explain again who you are, what it is you're doing in town, and what your practice is?
I'm a performance artist based in Berlin. I'm in Vancouver for now just one more week and then going back home, here to play with the wonderful Ben Brown and a project called Mein Agente, together with Kelly McInnes, who's choreographer, and dancer Rianne Smeldness. This is a project that we started in 2014 when I was also in Vancouver at the time and haven't seen each other in 2 years. So we're kind of jumping right back in. And we're playing Wednesday and Friday next week. Gold Saucer on Wednesday and Stretch Vancouver on Friday.
Great. I remember when I looked this up and was looking at the press release, there was a video of you two playing in that, what is that coffee shop called? The Thin One on Main Street. It kind of goes in a line. It looks like that's where it was. And you're flipping symbols over.
Oh, yeah.
Over and over.
Yeah, yeah. It's that's a Gene Cafe.
Gene Cafe, yes.
That was with a dancer, Naomi Brand. Yeah, and I'm flipping. I'm trying to work on a symbol bit where we were thinking like what, yeah, we did a piece, Gene Cafe had us do a piece there. And I was thinking, okay, how can we take over Gene Cafe, which is really fun if you ever get the opportunity to take over a cafe. We really enjoyed
it. Creative.
But how can we make this into kind of a musical space? So I lined up my symbols across that long table in Gene and saw how many symbols I could spin at one time. It was, and then we had a slow dance for the floor tom. It was a fun piece to do.
Cool. Is there for the shows next week, is there that kind of awareness of the space in anything that you're doing, or is it like kind of built towards space in a sense?
That I mean, especially for the stretch, because we do get a bit of time there beforehand to try things out and rehearse, so it's nice to be in the space and make something that was really like developed in the space and not somewhere else and then bring it in. So we're lucky to have such a beautiful space to kind of work in and with.
Great. Awesome. So we're coming up near the end here. Are there any last things either of you two want to cover? Any shout outs, random comments that have been kind of stuck in your head? Any existential crises you need to air out?
I'll just mention that the last track we played was by composer Sam Davidson. The group's called Skim Milk, a group that I'd play in now and then. But he runs a really cool event. Sam runs this event called Space Melt. And I've done one of those with him. And it was such a blast, where he's kind of combining live visual art. In this case, it was Mind of a Snail, who do live imagery on a projector. But it's always something different, but it includes always live art happening while there's live music. It's all improvised. And usually lots of surprises. He's very sneaky. So we're doing a performance, I forget the date, but it's next month at UBC. So Space Melt is a pretty easy name to remember, and I totally recommend coming to check that out. I'll be playing drums and Lisa Miller on piano and a bunch of good musicians next month.
Cool. Great. Anything nagging at you, Lisa?
I'm good.
You're good?
Awesome. To the beach.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Well, thanks so much, you two, for coming by.
Thanks for having
us.
Yeah.
Yeah. And look forward to seeing a show next week. It should be very interesting. It's where maybe I'll be able to describe to other people what it is that you do.
Cool.
You know, maybe I won't be able to. Maybe I'll be more lost. Maybe that's
you
the
never
point.
Know.
That might be the purpose. To close things out this week, here on Music for the Observant, Marco's on next with Astro Talk. I'm going to play a track from Hazy Project of Casey Way. Tonight, she'll be playing as part of the final Destroy Vancouver, 18, at Viva Media Arts. Hazy will be playing along with lots of other great acts. It's the last one they're doing. It's been a great series. Head on down there and be a part of it. Enjoy it. This is Hazy with... I'm going to play Drink You / Brooklyn. It's the smash hit. Okay, you've been listening to Music for the Observant here on CHO 101.9 FM. Stay tuned.